share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs, KPDNHEP, Minsider Datuk Seri Alexander Nantalingi have clarified another tightening of MCO 3.0 SOPs today, whereby all retail premises, including shopping malls in Malaysia, must impose a 2 hours time limit for all visitors to their premises starting from the 25th of May 2021 at 12 a.m. As reported by The Star, the time limit is introduced in order to mitigate movement and in turn, reduce the spread of COVID-19. Taking to Twitter, Alexander Nantalingi clarified the new MCO 3.0 SOPs from his ministry by sharing a statement on the social media platform. In the statement, he stressed, "The time limit for customers at every retail premises, including shopping malls, will be limited to a maximum of 2 hours. MAKLUMANPENGEMASKINIANPROSEDUROPERASI Standard, SOP, Sector PERDAGANGANPENGEDARAN Yang DIPERKETATKAN Dabawa PERINTHKAWALANPERGERAKAN PKP 3.0 Baggy MENINGKATKAN USAHAMENGEKANGPEN ULARAN COVID-19 pic.twitter.com/8zorber7zgk. Alexander Nantalingi, at Alex Nantalingi, May 23, 2021. Besides imposing a 2-hour time limit, the KPDNHEP ministry also makes it mandatory for every retail premises to have a limit of customers in one specific time within their respective premises. This is according to the rule of one person for every 4 square meters, so that social distancing can be observed. Furthermore, KPDNHEP reiterated the tighter MCO 3.0 SOPs introduced by Senior Minister Dato Sri Ismail Sabri yesterday by clarifying that operating hours for retail, trade and distribution sectors will be limited from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. However, pharmacies and personal care shops, excluding activities banned by the National Security Council, MKN, will be from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. KPDNHEP Minister, Datuk Seri Alexander Nantalingi. Following MKN's orders yesterday, Alexander Nantalingi further clarified that retail operation will also be capped at 60% of the workforce. The minister also warned industry players to adhere to these SOPs and that spot checks will be made regularly to ensure compliance. He asserted, premises owners must always be proactive, aware and ensure that SOP compliance is at a peak in order to ensure public safety. Ministry enforcement officers will also beef up premises inspections, especially on weekends and holidays. For the full SOPs list from KPDNHEP, which will be updated from time to time, you can visit the ministry's official website here. What do you guys think of these new SOPs from KPDNHEP? How do you think shopping malls will be imposing these 2 hours time limit? Well, better start your stopwatch as soon as you enter the mall after this, yeah. Also read, MCO 3.0 just got tighter. Here's everything you need to know about the latest SOPs. Source: The Borneo Post. Source: Backpacking Malaysia. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.